New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had been gaining momentum in the days leading up to this week's Democratic primary for governor. But two controversial events over the weekend could set Cuomo back in his race against challenger Cynthia Nixon. Karen DeWitt reports it began when the Saturday opening of the final span of the new Mario Cuomo Bridge had to be delayed.
Engineers heard a loud popping noise from the old bridge, which is in the process of being disassembled. They feared the old bridge could buckle and fall on part of the new bridge. Boat traffic on the Hudson River below was also halted. Cuomo, on Sunday, called it a bizarre coincidence, and he said he wasn't responsible for the old bridge anymore.
The contractor called Tappan Zee Contractors owns the old Tappan Zee Bridge. So it is not our bridge. We are not responsible for it.
Cuomo's opponents pounced, saying the governor rushed the bridge opening for political reasons and should have waited until he was sure it was safe. Perhaps more damaging to Cuomo is a mailer sent out by the Democratic State Party, which the governor controls. It was addressed to Jewish voters and called Nixon anti-Semitic and says she won't stand strong for our Jewish communities. Nixon attends a synagogue regularly and is raising her children in the Jewish faith.
I am frightened for my children. I am frightened for our world. And to use this kind of unfounded charge as a political weapon in a smear campaign is unworthy of Andrew Cuomo's Democratic Party.
Cuomo says the mailer was a mistake and inappropriate, but he says he didn't have anything to do with it. The executive director of the state party, Jeff Berman, says a new mailer will be sent correcting the record. But Nixon and her supporters say voters won't see it before Thursday's primary election. They're asking for Cuomo to personally record a robocall apologizing for the mailing and setting the record straight. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.